Welcome everybody to the PlayStation 5, a central podcast. We give you all the news, the reviews, and the
rumors.
Rumors on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. I'm joined by Jordan. How are you, man?
Good. You went half Scottish, half American there.
There's no, you can't pin that one down. That is, I don't know where that's from.
All your cultural identity has been lost there.
How are you, mate? You good?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good. How are you, dude?
We're good. Sorry we haven't been available, guys. We had Vike's wedding over the weekend, so, and a few other things went on, but we are back now. He's safely married. Is that a word?
Safely what do you married.
What do you call it? It's like he's safely touched down from his holiday. That's not exactly what we're talking about here. He's happily married.
He's happily married. There you go. What's that old husband joke? We're happily married. She's happy, I'm married.
happy wife.
Is what? Good.
Oh, you subverted expectations there.
There you go.
Okay, Jordan, we've been playing a little game.
Yeah.
The last week. It's called Spider-Man 2. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there have been playing it too. You'll have your opinions. We have ours. And what are they? We're going to get into them right now. Let's start with you, Jordan. How have you found your time so far with Spider-Man 2? Now, before we do get into that, I will say I've beaten the game, not platinumed it. You are only about halfway.
Yeah, I'd say about halfway. Yeah. And we're not going to get into story spoilers or anything of that nature.
I'm not going to do that to you, Jordan. Do not worry.
And
all the listeners.
I was saying even for the bits that I've done. But once Vike's back, we definitely should do a spoiler cast. Would you say it's worthy of doing a spoiler cast this game, Dan?
Yeah, definitely. We'll do one once he's back in action.
Once Vike's back and we know he's finished it. Yeah. So I'm in love with this game. I love it so much. I haven't played as much of it as I would have liked because we've had Vike's wedding and just adult stuff gets in the way. So it's meant that I haven't been able to really get my hands super on it as much as I wanted to. I was tempted to take that Friday off when it came out, but it would have just meant more work when I went back to work. So I didn't end up doing that. But we've got a four-day
weekend.
You're
an adult. You've become an adult.
I am an adult. And we've got a four-day weekend this weekend because of Cup weekend. So more than enough time over the next four days to I'm hoping next time we're here, depending on how much time we play, I might have even platinumed it, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah, I think you will.
I think I could have. I absolutely love this game. I think it's terrific. There was a little bit of a worry before it came out that it was just going to be more Spider-Man, but when it's this good and the story is as captivating as it is, it doesn't really bother me. The collectibles and that sort of stuff doesn't bother me either because it doesn't feel obtrusive and it doesn't feel as though it's an obstacle for me. It feels like it's something fun I get to do along the way and pick up along the way. The story I'm in love with. I love, you just mentioned the subversion of expectations before. I love the little subversions of expectations they've done already with what we thought the story was going to do and how we thought the story was going to play out just from the bits I've seen so far. I thought it'd been great.
We're going to have to go back and go through our predictions of what we said. For that spoiler cast. I'm going to go back and see what we actually predicted. You, me. Yeah.
Did we do that when Spider-Man 1 ended, did we?
You've had your theories over the years, so have I. Yeah. We've said little bits and pieces. I said we're definitely going to fight Miles, and you've said we're going to play as Venom, I think, and all this sort of stuff. I'm not saying that's true. Yeah. But, we'll go through all those things and see if we were right.
Yeah. And I would love to talk to you off air because I have so many questions already with the point that I'm at where I'm like, there's things that we've seen that I'm like, I haven't seen that yet, but how is this actually going to happen with where the story is? It makes me so intrigued in the best way.
I can't believe how invested I was in the story.
They suck you in. I also need to mention every mission feels like the climax of an Avengers movie. Or maybe not an Avengers movie, but you know how every mission feels huge? You know how we talk about the set pieces?
Yep.
Almost every mission, it feels like, that has combat in it. There's that mission where you go in the foundry in that steel works. and it starts to collapse and you have to escape out of it. Like, this could be the end of a Spider-Man movie. This could be how Spider-Man
movie that's only
ends.
Like mission 5 or 6. Yeah. And you've already had that opening mission, which is one of the best openers in a game I've seen. Just
terrific. Absolutely terrific stuff. So as much as, yes, in a way it is a little bit more it is just more Spider-Man. And it doesn't necessarily feel as tight as I would like it to feel. You know how Arkham had a certain feel? It felt super tight.
Yeah, it's loose. Combat. It's loose combat.
Spider-Man
yeah.
feels a little bit more floaty and loose. And part of that's because Spider-Man is Spider-Man. He's a completely different beast to Batman in the way he moves. And you want them to feel different. It just, that bit sort of irks me a little bit. But it's still magnificent, this game. Absolutely magnificent.
Well, it's the only superhero game that can actually stand up with the Arkham trilogy. I feel like now it's safe to say that this set of games is in the same vein. No one else has come close.
It is 1,000% in the same conversation. I would hear arguments for why either one is better than the other. Like, I don't think there's a wrong answer from what I've played so far.
Yeah, as you said, the main missions are just pure fun. They keep you doing different things, which I love. And, you know, some people are having trouble with the pacing because I know, you know, there's that section early on with Harry. I won't get into any more spoilers than that, but that slows down a bit. But I thought the pacing was great the whole way. I thought they balanced that nicely. Even though the MJ missions can be a little bit jarring, I never thought, look, I wasn't excited to play as her, but I also wasn't, it didn't detract from the experience.
I completely agree with you. And I think it's because the context of the MJ missions are what make you want to play them. Because as I came across the first one, my initial thought was, not this again.
Didn't they? But everyone's been saying that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not the only one. The context of it and what it actually means for the story and what it leads to in the story makes it that much more interesting and makes me want to get through it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they're challenging or anything. If it was super challenging.
She's overpowered. She's unbelievably strong.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to struggle. And it's basically a third-person shooter section.
Mm.
And again, they're mixing it up. At least you're getting away from the Spider-Man. You're sort of mixing up a little bit. And they do that throughout the whole campaign. I just can't believe nothing's the same, really. Mm. They respect your time. That's my biggest takeaway. They respect your time and they don't make you do things over and over and over, really.
Yeah.
From what I've played.
On that of respecting time, I'm sure you saw the discussion that was raging as the game came out about people saying that it was too short or whatever. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
I don't think it was too short at all. I thought it was the perfect campaign length for a game I've ever played. Perfect length.
That makes me so excited.
Yeah. It didn't overstay its welcome. Great conclusion, and it may set up things for the future. Now, and it's also probably the most fun platinum. Not that I've done the platinum, but I am going for it, and the progression on it is probably the most fun platinum I've ever done or one of.
Yeah.
Because every trophy is kind of fun to do. There's no egregious side missions or even the spider bots collectibles.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool because, you know, you pick one up with Jonah Jameson. Little spider. I don't know. I didn't mind it in this one.
I don't mind it either because it'd be like, oh, who's this one going to be?
Yeah.
I'm going to be excited when I see them. Yeah.
And the side missions, I don't know how many there are, but there's not too many. And some of them are really emotional, Jordan. I don't know if you've played some of the side missions, but
they've
got people tearing up.
Yeah. I know I've played one where you have to find someone's father. And they've gone like walk about. I'm like, that one was pretty impactful.
It was pretty touching, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's sort of out of the blue. You don't really expect that. It's only a 15-minute mission, but just really nice writing and a perfect characterization of Spider-Man, I thought. You'll notice that Miles kind of feels stronger and more powerful than Peter. Did you feel that as you're playing so far?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy his electrical powers more than I do Peter's spider arm moves.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think they look better. So yeah, there definitely is that. He definitely feels a little bit, I think I like Miles a little bit more as a character in this than I do Peter. Having said that, Yuri Lowenthal might
damn,
be
he brought it, man.
He might be the definitive Peter Parker voice.
He really brought it, man. I cannot believe how good he is in this.
Yeah.
I did not expect him.
I love Tom Holland. Back in the day, I loved Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
I wasn't a massive fan of Andrew Garfield, but Yuri Lowenthal, for my money, is Spider-Man.
Damn, you might be right, man. Funnily, my Spider-Man in the movies is Andrew, which you'll go, well, are you crazy? Seriously, I loved Andrew, but...
I was expecting you to go, are you crazy? Yes, I am.
Maybe I am. I think Tom Holland's the weakest. Anyway, that's another conversation we can get into. Doesn't mean he's bad. He's not bad. He's a good Spider-Man. I don't think there really is. There's not many bad Spider-Mans, really.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, Yuri's fantastic. And as the game goes on, he gets more aggressive, but he really brings it in some scenes. I was astounded by what he did. This has to be nominated for something. He might even win the whole thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Tough to go against the Baldur's Gate guys who really took this year by storm. But if anyone's going to win, it's probably him for his performance in this one.
Yeah.
So I agree. But what I meant by Miles being better than Peter was also in the story. I don't know how familiar you are with is that usually the case? Is Miles usually stronger than Peter in general?
That I don't know too much about. So I only know a little bit about Miles, and I don't know whether he's meant to be stronger or not.
Yeah, maybe one of our listeners can write, or probably Vike knows. But yeah, we'll get into that in spoilers. Another thing you might notice, Jordan, in this is that New York feels a lot more dense with its pedestrians, and the quality of New York just looks completely different to me. And I checked it side by side, and they've really upgraded it. Like, they really have.
That's really interesting because going to be honest, I have barely spent any time on the ground because I am finding traversing New York so much
fun.
It's such a weird thing that I can't even comment on because I reckon I've probably only been on the road for maybe 5 minutes of total playtime, and it's been to like stop crimes and that's it.
Yeah, it's not like you're right because the campaign missions bring you to these certain sections. So
yeah,
but even traversing through, I noticed a big difference, and also the NPCs will actually have these crazy 10-minute conversations. Like, it's unbelievable. They've just got these two actors and just say, go off and just say random shit, and they just let them go off. So you come across, I went to, what's the park called? Central Park. Went there, and there was these two having a date, and they're like, oh, I'm really nervous. This is my first date. And then they're like, is he staring at me? Because I'm just sitting there. He's like, why is he staring at us? And they just go, it's hilarious. It's a brilliant conversation. And so that sort of stuff I love. But there is, with the NPCs comes the bad part, which is there is quite a lot of bugs with the NPCs, I've noticed.
Right.
And the game is a little bit buggy from what I, nothing too bad. But for the quality of Insomniac, this is probably not what you'd expect in polish. There is a lot of issues in that area that people are having. I wasn't too bad. But I have seen a lot of this footage, and there's floating heads and stuff like that going on. So you have to think, well, that's probably where we say they turn these games around really quick, and this is what gets slipped through sometimes when you're turning out games that fast.
Yeah. And when you're thinking of the scope of these games, if that's the worst thing that's happening, you'll take that. As much as it can be immersion breaking and that sort of stuff, you'll take that. It's the glitches that don't let you progress any further that annoy you the most, and that are really game breaking and that are detrimental to the experience. I know that I've had one glitch that I had to restart a checkpoint on. I was waiting for the door to pop up. It came up with the circle, like white circle for the button prompt, and I was waiting for it to fill, and it just never filled. I'd walk away, come back, Nothing.
Yeah.
So I had to reload a checkpoint. But luckily, like, reload the checkpoint, back to it, triangle, through the door.
Easy. That's what pissed me off with Returnal. That happened to me. I was stuck. So I had to go,
yeah.
You know how you, because it's a completely different game where that does hurt if you.
That's even worse because that means you're done.
Yeah.
That's the door you need to go through.
And it's not even my fault. So that
game over.
But but for a Spider-Man, you can just recheck, resave. And there was a point, I'll tell you what, the fast travel is incredible in this game. It's unbelievable. You just sort of, once you've cleared out a certain amount of things in an area, you can just fast travel anywhere you want in the area. And it within seconds, you just, have you done it yet? Are you that far in?
So I haven't done, I've unlocked fast travel and everything. I have not used it because I'm still at the point where, because I'm traversing everywhere.
Yeah.
I want to pick up stuff along the way, get spider bots, do a side mission here or there, like do one of the side activities. I have an interesting point that I'll bring up in a second when you're finished making your point, just about the length of the game too. But
The fast travel, it is funny because it's such a good system. But as you said, the traversal's so good as well that you don't really want to use it. And I find the web swinging in this game is absolutely incredible, especially if you change the settings to give yourself a bit more leeway or whatever you call it. There's this setting you can do to make it more precise, the web swing. I definitely recommend to do that in the settings. The traversal with the wing glider, is that what you call it? The wingsuit?
Yeah, the wings.
I was blending that nicely with just the traditional traversal. So I never catered to one or another. I sort of was using everything. And then later in the stages, I would use the fast travel.
Just an interesting point that this game does not have loading screens whatsoever. None. In the middle of the game, there are no loading screens at all. And when you play the original, when there's those loading screens, and I can't imagine there was too many in the original Spider-Man. I don't remember. But you need to remember that, like, because of that, that would have added to game time that now just isn't there. Because we don't have to worry about that in the game time now. It's like, that's also why the game is shorter. But the fact that we don't have to worry about any of that.
You can hear the dog. It's fine, Jordan. Don't worry. Slinky, Remy, and Pickles. They're causing mischief.
Absolute ruckus.
Yeah, so the loading screens, I guess the only time there are any is when you die, right? I mean, I only died a handful of times, and even then, they're pretty quick.
I've died a few times. I'm playing on amazing. I think that's like just challenging enough. This isn't one that I want to struggle through, but I am finding that I still need to think about what I'm doing and it's not mindless, which is pretty good. So I think I really like the difficulty I'm at because, as I said, I do need to think about it. I have died, and even when I've been like, okay, I'm not going to die, not going to die, not going to die, and I've just been overwhelmed and not been able to make it through. So I like the balance of difficulties that I've got going.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant balance all the way through progressively, and they throw everything at you as they should towards the end. But I definitely recommend – this is the thing, Jordan. We're going to have to be more specific with our recommendations now because we're going to have to say – we recommend this game if you like this, this, and this, because I'm recommending a game every episode.
Yeah.
And at this point, no one's going to be able to play through all these games like self and others. So how should we approach this?
Personally, even if you're not a fan of superheroes, this is one that everyone should play because it's so approachable and so accessible.
Yeah, but we're saying that. I'm saying that about every game.
Yeah, I know.
But you're really right. Boring. Everyone should play this. You're 100% right. It's just so fun. It's just pure fun.
Yeah, it is pure fun. Even if I reckon you could get your fun out of this game even by just like swinging around the city for like a couple of hours, even if you don't finish it.
Do you think there'll be anyone after that 30-minute opening that will go, that wasn't fun? I mean, I would want to hear what they have to say. How that wasn't fun, that opening. Yeah. Because there's no case where you would win me over.
No. Even like people who don't like superheroes, I'm like, on a gameplay stance at least, how is this not fun? And how is this not exciting?
And you got the funny quips the whole way. They're still progressing the story, even through the gameplay of that opening. Like, just brilliant stuff. So, no, I'm sure a lot of you guys are already playing it, but if you're not, definitely considerate. You know, they'll probably do DLC, so you could possibly wait for that and then do it all at that time. Yeah, I don't think you have to rush to play it unless you don't want to get spoiled about something. Yeah,
it seems like the risk of spoilers is definitely a thing. And when they did DLC last time, it actually had a pretty impactful thing on the story. Like, it actually, like, mattered, the DLC.
Yeah.
Because that's when, like, MJ and that go to, like, Simcaria, don't they? And that's where...
It was Black Cat, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm actually keen for this DLC. I wish it was out sooner rather than later. It'll probably be out next year, probably later next year. So, but there's nothing confirmed about that yet. Anyway, no, it's a fantastic game. I recommend it. Jordan, keep playing. We'll stop there, but we will continue the conversation in the weeks to come.
Absolutely,
about Spider-Man 2. Now, also a game I have to recommend, Jordan, is Alan Wake 2.
Oh, tell me about Alan Wake 2.
Man, this year, man. I keep saying, this is the last time I'll say it. This is the last time I'll say it, but I think this could be one of the greatest years of all time.
Yeah, it is definitely a very large year for games.
It's shaping up. I know 1998, 2004, 07. I mean, they're incredible 2018? Years. 2018, pretty good year, yeah. But this, at least you'd put this in the top five, at least. It's an incredible year.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if there's a wrong answer with those years. Again, it's just the argument could be made for all of them.
It's personal, yeah. But even the games like I haven't played, for example, Liza P, Sea of Stars, Armored Core, Mario Wonder, all rave reviews, all considered great games. Forza, haven't even touched any of those, and still I think it's one of the greatest years. So, no, Alan Wake 2 is one of those games that's actually pushing the medium forward. You know how I love to say that? They're actually doing it with the bold storytelling and the way that they tell the story. I don't think it's ever been done before. This blend of live action with these two characters switching between their realities. One's a detective. Alan Wake's side missions are more fucking balls to the walls, crazy shit. I can't even talk about one of the missions is so damn good. It's one of the best missions I've played in years. So good. Can't spoil it, but I think it's mission four.
Before we go any further, is this must play even if you haven't played Alan Wake 1?
You don't have to play Alan Wake 1 at all to enjoy this. Yep. You do not need to play Alan Wake 1. And yeah, I believe it's must play. I'd probably give it, I haven't come to a full conclusion on scores yet, but it's a 9 or a 10, definitely.
Have you finished it?
I have finished it twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I finished it twice.
Now, did you finish it twice for ending's sake? Like, is there multiple endings? Or
no, there's no multiple endings. No, there's no multiple endings. It was just, I just played it twice for whatever reason, just having too much fun. That's graphically, good. It's one of the best looking games graphically that there is, period. The thing I love about this game is that it's basically the closest thing you'll get to a detective game that there ever has been. Now, even though it's not...
Are you disparaging LA Noire?
No. Yeah, that's true. But this is a different style. That's mafia style. This is more, you know, small town, Americano town.
Yeah.
Gritty, dark. Bit you know, like a true detective sort of show. Twin Peaks, if you've ever heard of that.
Yep.
Now, for a game like this... It's supernatural, so there is supernatural elements, right? But if they were to make a more grounded game like this, that's really up my alley, because there's not many of them out there. True detective style games that because in this game, I'm not doing a good job of explaining it, but in real time, you can go into what they call a mind place, which is where the character will put together the clues of the case, and you're trying to connect the dots as you go along. And if you become stuck, putting these things in place will actually give you hints to where to go next. So it's also a nice little gameplay mechanic. If you're stuck, you can do that. And you don't have to be in there all the time if you don't want to. You can be, putting these things together. And there's also these other cases that come through, kind of like side missions that you can complete if you want to along the way as well. So, but any point you can, it's basically just going into her mind. Her mind is this space. So, but you can get hit at any point while you're trying to do that by enemies.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different mechanics at play here that I haven't seen done in a game before. The closest thing I can think of is even with the Alan Wake missions, you're writing. So he's actually writing the story as you go in the mission. So he will write a new scene for the area you're in, which will completely change the area you're in, if I'm making any sense. So yeah, that's how you progress.
Yeah.
He will write. So it's a very artsy game, but man, is it good. It's trying a whole bunch of random shit, and everything they throw at the wall works somehow. It just all blends together and works super well. It's a really good lengthy game. It's about 20 hours, which I think is a really good sweet spot for this.
And you especially when it sounds so complex, you wouldn't want it to get too long, especially if it's that complex, you don't want it too long. And also that would mean so much extra development time that would need to go into it.
Exactly right. And then there's not much enemy variety. That's probably the one thing that I would knock it for. And the boss fights are a little bit iffy, but you know, they try a whole bunch of shit and a lot of it works, man. It's just incredible what they've done. Remedy are now, for me, in a top 10 studio in the world. They really are. I think they're a top 10 studio. They never miss. The quality's always there. They don't rush. They got a good operator, Sam Lake. He knows what he's doing. And I can't wait to see what they got next. And I really do have to play Control now after this. Yeah. I mean, Vikes played it.
I wonder whether I know that you don't need to play Control first. I know there's a tangential relation between Control and Alan Wake. Mm. But part of me goes like, I should play that first.
There's heaps of Easter eggs. Easter eggs, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like I'd probably appreciate it a little bit more playing that. But who's got the time, man? especially because, like, I had all these games to catch up on before this year, and then this year has rolled along, and now I have even more games I need to catch up on that I'd like to do next year, like Lies of P, maybe Armored Core. I've got Final Fantasy to finish. I'd like to get to Alan Wake at some stage. It's ridiculous.
I'd love to see what you guys think of this because it's kind of scary too. It is scary.
Yeah.
It is a horror game. Remember, it is a survival horror. There is a lot of jump scares. So it also hits on that. It's probably one of the scarier games I've ever played. So again, I've got to give it that. Great atmosphere, great sound design. It's one hell of a year, man. I tell you what. But the way they tell the story in this and the way you can, if you want, you can play a bunch of Alan Wake missions and not go back to her until later on. I mean, if you just want to just stay with him for a little bit. But I actually, I like them both equally. Equally
and
as fun,
is it set up at the start that there's a mystery that you are aiming to solve? Is that how it all begins?
Yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult. Okay. Cult of the Tree. They're killing people and ripping out their hearts and all sorts of weird shit, and you're trying to get to the bottom of that. But there's also Alan Wake has this mystery that he's uncovering as well. So, yeah, it's one hell of a narrative. But it never feels too much. I know you're worried. You worry, sounds very complex. When you're playing it and you're in it, it's not complex. So,
yeah.
Definitely recommend Alan Wake 2. Guys, and then one more thing before we let you go. Avatar, there was previews of Avatar, which is coming out in December. Yeah, so some gameplay came out today about Avatar. I got to check out about 10 minutes of it, and the resounding sort of preview analysis from what the people that got to play it have said is that it's, I think, come on, Jordan, do you want to say?
It's blue people Far Cry. It's pretty much the gist. But that's okay. Like, I think that's okay.
But I thought the visuals were great and the music was great. And that's going to do a hell of a lot for me, being in that world of Pandora.
Yeah.
Even though it is that same Far Cry a formula. We've never been in this world, so it's got that going for it. I tell you what.
I'm completely okay with it. It looks gorgeous. The environments do, at least. It looks like Pandora. It looks like you are on Pandora and you are going around. I'm like, this is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Like do I wish it was a little bit more than a Far Cry? Sure. Is it a deal breaker that it is, though? Absolutely not.
Because you just can't help but think in another developer's hands what they could do with it. That's all, you know. It feels like this is the safest option for a game.
Okay. So my question would be, if you had to choose a developer now to make an Avatar game, what would you have chosen?
Well, man, I mean, Insomniac are pretty damn good, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
That probably doesn't fit.
That is a very good point. Yeah, that Insomniac would have been
Avatar.
Because it's not like Avatar's known for its story.
Yeah, they're kind of family stories. They're very easy to follow. Yeah.
There's it's a villain. It's blue people. It's action. It's all these creatures and stuff on a planet that we've, you know, this fictional planet. Man, I'm looking up and like they're jumping off the Hallelujah Mountains and stuff. That's cool as.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of fan service Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
I
feel like this serves the audience that it's going for, which is people who liked Avatar and want to play a game for it.
But here's the thing, Jordan.
I personally think this might be the best we get.
One of us said it a number of months ago. We're like, okay, if it's going to be like Far Cry, at least maybe remove all the checkboxes. Like, make it more like Elden Ring, where you just got to try and find where you're going. You know, they don't tell you where to go. And I've actually heard they've done that in this.
Yeah, I've heard this.
They've taken our advice. They are listening. But the people were saying it was a negative. It wasn't a positive. It was annoying.
I know. So imagine if the premise is, that you are like, what do they call them? A space person, a colonist, basically, who's going in the body of like an RV person, as they do in the movies. And then you're like, something happens, you get lost, and it's like, all right, go explore and try and find your way back or whatever. And that's like the first little premise. That sounds cool as. I'm here for that.
It does.
I do hope the other thing we mentioned ages ago, though, which previews did mention seem like it was going, is that it seems like it's sort of just a retreading of the first movie. As much as it takes place between the first and the second, it does sound like I hope they're holding back a little bit and maybe a villain pops up that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And that sort of drives the story forward, because we don't even really know what the story is.
Well,
we just know that.
Well, in the story, I know James Cameron, the director of the two movies, obviously Titanic and Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put his face onto the game. So he's seen it, and he obviously is confident with the story and that at least, because he wouldn't put his name on it if he wasn't. No.
They're definitely trying to push Avatar as this new universe, because there's comic books about it. There's now a game.
Oh, is there comics?
There's going to be another movie, because it's already been. Yeah, there'll be another movie, not this Christmas, the following Christmas.
25. There's another movie coming out.
So they want this to be a universe, and you do that by having really cool, compelling side stories that people seek out.
And to be honest, the second movie was better than the first.
In ways, yes. I like the story of the first one better. Yeah. The second one's very good, though. Second one's very good. I'm like, all right, I get it. They're in pretty water and they're swimming. All right.
Yeah, they do go on about that a little bit. Yeah, they let it breathe a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could have been 30 minutes shorter. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the pacing of the first one's better than the second one.
How long's the first one?
I love it. Yeah. The first one's still like... No, the first one's like 2.5, and then the second one is 3, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you can't go over 3. Even 3's pushing it. I think 2.5 is where I would sit for a film length.
Yeah. Are you going to see Killers of the Flower Moon, 3.5 hours?
No. That's what's turning me off. 3.5 hours is just too long.
I would rather wait and watch it at home.
Yeah, even the Snyder Cut, it was like 4 hours. It's just too long. Like
I liked it.
I liked the Snyder Cut, but it was still too long.
It was very long. Yeah, yeah. Because what was that? Was that 4.5?
Oh, yeah, six chapters, and you know, Oppenheimer was 3 hours. That felt pretty fast. So
the Snyder Cut was on the film. 4 hours.
Depends on the film, doesn't it? But yeah, going back to your other question, who should take over Avatar? Yeah. Open world. You know, I haven't thought of what developer would be a good fit. I think, you know, giving it to someone like Avalanche Studios, who did Mad Max.
Yeah. Are they the ones who do Just Cause?
Yeah.
Or is that
Just Cause. I feel like if you gave them something like that, maybe they could create something. But then again,
these fucking dogs. Can you hear
them? It's Halloween, man. We're going to have to wrap up.
Come here.
Everyone listening, our dogs are going off because all the trick-or-treaters are coming as we're recording. Yeah, I feel like Avalanche might be a good one. I'm clinging on to hope that there's another Mad Max game, because that was sort of a hidden gem that wasn't happening. Explored. Yeah, I know. Probably never happening. Not anytime soon. Maybe they'll revive. There is a new movie with Chris Hemsworth coming out. A Mad Max.
Is that by the same director?
Yeah, George Miller. Yep. Aussie legend. But we'll keep an eye on Avatar. From what it looks like, it's the classic 7 out of 10. Expecting.
It's got 7 out of 10, literally on the box, probably. Like Ubisoft box quote. 7 out of 10.
That's what Ubi do, man.
Okay, though.
It's a really safe game. It's a safe. It doesn't do anything too bad or too good. It's just safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man 2 definitely should be on your radars. We'll be back next week to cover some of the news we've missed over the last few weeks and continue our conversations with some games we're playing. Also talk about Modern Warfare 3 next week, as that comes out this week, the campaign anyway. So we'll see how we liked that one. Jordan, you might not be able to even get to that at that point, but I will.
Yeah, I'm more excited. I haven't even played the MW2 campaign. So I'm not.
You got to play two. Yeah.
Will I though?
Nah,
I'm
more
excited for the multiplayer. I'm very, very excited for the multiplayer. Super, super excited.
We had fun with those maps. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you play the 3v3v3 mode?
No. How did you find
that? That was fun.
I loved.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved the 3v3v3 mode on Black Ops 2. That mode was so much fun. I really liked it. Because it was good because you could do that solo because you only had to worry about two dumb teammates, not five.
Not five, yeah.
And then you still had six other players to kill. So I really liked 3v3v3. So I
but was that give- was that continuous spawns?
Yes.
Because this one's like you only get one life for the round.
Oh, so is it not multiple game modes in it?
It's basically whatever team's last standing will get a point, and I think it's first to three or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the other ones, on the Black Ops 2, you did 3v3v3, but with normal modes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they're going to do it. We'll see. Yeah. Hopefully. But I still, you know, I love S&D, so that I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, enjoy everybody. Enjoy your weeks. Enjoy the gaming.
Happy Halloween. I hope you don't have dogs that freak out like ours do, trick or treaters.
Happy Halloween. And we will see you later.
All right.